what's used to the Ravasi will be a kashan Ravasi. That he says if you lend money in front of two Edim, you're not believed to say praticha, unless you have two Edim. So Moshe says back, no, Omulach Ravasi Ravasi can answer back, Ano ki amri, hecha di mikor usva bi Edim. My aloch is a special aloch only if at the beginning, when the Malva first gave the money to the Leiva, he gave it to him in front of two Edim. Because I'm saying clearly, I do not trust you. That's why I'm only giving over the front of two Edim. So therefore, since we see I do not trust you, whatever you do later, you better do it in front of two Edim. And therefore, you're not able to say you paid back without two Edim. But here's the opposite. Hocho, have a hemnei. But over here, when he first gave you the money, there were no Edim involved. It's only later he's admitting to you that he lent the money. But at the time when you gave him the money, the Malva did not bring Edim. So we see the Malva at that time did trust the Leiva. Therefore, the Leiva is never now to say, I pay you back.
Isn't a requirement that when I afraid the Asim, tell me?
Yes, so this was no Kasha Rabasi. Rabasi only said it when the Malva first gave the money in front of Suedin. That's a new swear. We see that the Malva does not trust the Leiva. Therefore, the Leiva has to be careful. Same right, he does not trust the Malva, he has to give it back in front of the Edim. But here, the money was given without Edim, he believed, so I paid you back. If somebody lends money in front of the Edim, no, he does not have to pay back in front of the Edim. He lent her the money, because he wanted to have a proof that I lent you the money. But later, if he's a kafra, he's believed. The imam, what's going to be of the mouth is that clearly though, out if rain he alleviated, he speaks out clearly condition. I'm giving you this money now, and the payment is only should be done in front of the Edim, then, circle for Rabbi Edim, yes, he has to pay back in front of the Edim. And without the Edim, he's not believed to say he paid back. Now, he recently said over this, Allah, Kaimel Shmuel, only he said like this, still, that condition doesn't mean too much. Still, the Leiva could say back, true, I paid you back in front of the Edim. I did the condition. Just for that they still took the plane last night over the ocean. Whereas that condition doesn't mean too much. It just means that I have to say back, I paid you in front of the Edim. But the Leiva still never to say, he paid you this back. He still called the Kofra Kol that it be potter from the Shua. So this Tanana, bringing proof in our Mishnah, it says, Monoli biyodach, you have $100 of mine. Oh, Maloy Hain, Shimon says, yes, true, you lend me the $100. Oh, Maloy, and he says back to him now, listen, you're admitting to me right there in front of the Edim that you owe me the money. I'm making a condition now that you should not be believed that you paid it back to me only if you give it in front of the Edim. And Lamocher, tomorrow what happens? Oh, Maloy, titnuli. So Reuven goes back to the Leiva, listen, yesterday you admitted that you owe me the money, give it to me. And he answers back today, Nasata Lecho, that I paid it back to you. So Chayiv, in this case it says Chayiv, why? Because you have to give it back to him in front of two Edim. So Lechuri, you see, Arayat Rabasi. There should be a kasha on Shmuel. And when he said over this Lecho in front of Shmuel, Shmuel answered back that the person has the right to say that my Edim flew out of town. So, what Shmuel meant to say is that the time of Edom is not necessary. That's not a good tradition. And here it says, no, that if you did not return it to me in front of two Edom, Yechai is to pay. That would not leave you to be Matchemi, but rather the condition is a good condition. And if you do not have two Edom, if you pay me back, we do not leave you. So, what's the kasha on Shmuel? So, Mar says, Omelah Shmuel, Shmuel answers back, true, Tanoihi, but Samachlekas Tanoim, Samachlekas upon this. The Tanya would not like this. B'yedim huvisicha. If I lent you in front of two edim, b'yedim huvisicha. B'yedim thoroughly. An edim you have to pay me back. Rashi says, Kasata daitich, b'shas tavot, the time when I lent you the money, koi. B'yomaloi. He says like this to Malva. Reish si, shevedim huvisicha. I'm giving you the money now in front of two edim. B'yafata, you also. Al tifrein yelo b'yedim. So how many there's a condition, the Malva speaking out, b'shas he gives the money in front of two edim, you have to pay me back in front of two edim. So Tanya, Vedim of Vasicha Vedim firmly, or Yitain, or Yavi Raya Shinosim, that you have to give it right now, or else you have to bring a proof that you gave it back to the front of two Vedim, that the condition is called a good condition. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseroi meno, Yacholai meloi, the labor's right hand to back, Praticha b'smei pleni pleni. I paid you back in front of two eidim. You want that? I'll tell you that. I can't prove it. I do not have to prove it. I can just answer you back. To be matzchi you, I paid you back in front of two eidim, even though I cannot prove it, even though I just say they skipped town. So you see, it's a machlekes anoyim. Torah Ravat, so Shmuel holds like the second man, the Yomo, like if you did them the saver. Torah Ravacha. Ravacha has a question over here. Mimai, who told you this machlekes over here? Mimai did Bishas Halvoko, you said we're talking about over here, at the time when he lent the money. He set a condition then, just like I'm giving in front of Tuwaydin. Pay me back in front of Tuwaydin. Maybe Bishas Tviya Koi. Maybe here we're talking about Bishas Tviya, when the mouth is coming to the loiv and saying, give me back the money. Vachi kol malei. This is what he meant to say. La v'yedin o v'sich. Listen, didn't I lend you the money in front of Tuwaydin? So I'm speaking out now, v'yedin hoyi l'chol l'pereni. You should have known that this first Gemara, the first one we had in the Gemara, that since I lent you money in front of Tuwaydin, even though I did not speak it out then, but you should have known that I did not trust you, that you have to pay me back the money in front of Tuwaydin. That's the machlekes over here. Only in this case is it a machlekes whether you have to pay me back in front of Tuwaydin or not. Ava, but it could be b'shas halvo, but if the malva spoke out the condition, b'shas, he lent the money, he said clearly that I'm lending you the money now in front of Tuwaydin, and the same way I want you to pay me back, divri akol chayiv, everybody could hold in, that the laborer is only believed if he could prove it, that he paid back in front of Tuwaydin. But if he has no proof, he just says the Eidim skipped town, he is not believed to be chayiv. So it's still a kash on Shmuel. So Gitz the merger slugs up, there's no real proof, but Shmuel himself will answer himself, he'll learn that is the machlokes to know him that way. Even though there's no proof, he'll have to learn that way. Yes, the original svara. If he lent money in front of Tuwaydin, we see he means business, he does not trust you. That's a svara, you also have to be back in front of Tuwaydin. But Rav Papa, Mishmei de Rav Amar, no, Hamal v'schver b'yedim, ain sarach for Rebim. You don't have to pay back in front of Tuwaydin. Since he did not speak it out, so trust, he only wanted his own rights to have Eidim, they lent you the money. But later, you have a right to say, Praticha, akor frakol, you'll be believed. But if your mom, after Malva speaks out clearly, al tifreni el abedim, I want you to pay me back in front of Tuwaydin, then sarach for Rebim, you have to pay me back in the Eidim. If he speaks out the condition, that's a good condition. Still is believed. So it comes out to Mixta Taina here, that since he made this condition that you have to pay me back in front of Tuwaydin, if the Leiva just answers back, I paid you back, he would not be believed. But the Ksas Kula, he has to just speak out, I paid you back in front of so and so, even though I cannot prove it, even though they skipped town, they left, I'm still part of Nemun. I was Mekayim your Tanai. All your Tanai was, I have to pay back in front of Tuwaydin. So I say I did. So it's again, it's a Kaifar Kail. You say no, I say yes. Kaifar Kail is Nemon. Therefore we believe him. So the Shalai Gurus here, he brings down here, the Rambam Master Paskins ain't a Nemon. Rambam Paskins here, no, you would not be Nemon. So the Shalai, what the Gishra should be. Rambam says no, the Paskins completely, that since he spoke out the condition, you need a Kiyum, means you have to prove that you pay back in front of Tuwaydin. This is also a big Shalai of all Tanayim, who has to prove the Kiyum at Tanayim. Who has the Machoikas over here? The person made it tonight that you have to pay him back in front of Tuwaydin. Who has to prove it? Does the Leiva have to prove it? Or does the Malva have to disprove it? That's the Smachlaikas here with the Gurus, Nemon or Eina Nemon. But the Rambam holds Eina Nemon means, part of the condition means, you have to prove the condition. I lent you the money, and I spoke out clearly, you only believed if you pay me back in front of Tuwaydin. Meaning, you have to prove that you are Makayim the Tanai. And our Gurus was, no, this much you don't have to prove it. Simon, right, we'll soon see Shalv here. Simon, Ruvain, Vishimin, Lizia, Tanel, Hilchasai, a person went to his friend. When you pay me back, I want you to pay me back in front of two Eidim, but I say clearly, in front of these two people. Also, what happened was this Leiva came back, he paid him back in front of two other Eidim. So what do we do now? He paid back in front of two Eidim, that's enough. And the thumb, the Eidim are here. That's enough. He said Reuben and Shimon, he meant Lavdaf. He meant two kosher Eidim. Omele Rav, Rav says no. Lohochi Komele, he said clearly, the reason why he went and took it were extra words. Viapa Reuben and Shimon, ki hechid la nitchayu. He wants not to be able to push him off. He wants them to clear, like, I know Reuben and Shimon is believed, I want you to pay back in front of these two. Therefore, it's a good condition, he meant Badafkam, and if you pay back in front of two other people, he's not Neman. How, who, question, if the other two people would be,
there.
Yeah, of course, only if they're not there, right? If they would be there, kashered them, we would believe them, right? How, the Yom HaKhabris, Reuben said to his friend, ki pratichali, when you pay me back, ki pratichali, proyili biape betray. The Tony Hilkasa, I want you to pay me back in front of two people, Adim, that Atamit Chamim know how to learn. Also, what happened was, Pore Vain delay and the delay. He paid it back between by himself, not in front of two Adim. It's Nisu Hanich Zuzi. And what happened was, the Malva lost the money. And the Malva admits this. So, Osta came in front of Nachman now. Omele said, listen to him. I kibule kibaltino mine. I accepted it from him. True, he paid me back the money, I accepted it to him. But Delch Pikodin, I only gave it to Pharisee Pikodin because he's supposed to give it to me in front of two Tamil Chachamim. So, Kozman, who does not have two Chachamim, is not called a real Peroin. I'm only holding it for him. Leheve, Gaboy Pikodin, Adim Isrami, Beitrei, the Tony Hilkasa. I'm only holding it for him until he gets two Tamil Chachamim. Or Mekayan Tinoi. So, what's the lock? And then I lost it. I lost the bianis. So is he hired to pay me money or not? Or Malay, even the komoidis tevadish shekatinu minay. You admit that you collected it from him. Piroyim al yehve. He for sure paid you back. It's called a good piroyim. So iyam the kiyuma tenoi. I just want a kiyuma tenai. Zilis nayu. So it's zilis nayu. Bring him here. So anov rosheshes the tanina hilchosor v'sefro v'sefri v'tasefta v'kulu gemara. It's us, me and Rosh Hashanah right now, we are here, and we learn halachas, we learn kol Torah kula. So there's a key matanai. Kiss, what he meant to say is, once you admit you got the money back, that's it. You are paid back. This key matanai, any time the rest of your life you meet up with two Tamil Chachamim, that's the key matanai. But there's no such shvara that's at the covenant in between. Havad is called the good Peroyan, and that's it. That was something. What does that mean? Towards the bottom, here, five lines down. The Yemem Aleph in the base. Where it says, Ahu Diom Lechavri. Somebody said to his friend, Havli Meir Zuzi, Yaziftecho. Give me back the $100 that I lent you. Omalei, so the Loiva answered back, Loihoyu Dvor Meirlim. This never happened. I never took money from you. So he's a Kofer HaKoil, so he's believed. Also, I see Sadi the Usvei. Now Reuven, the Malva, came and brought to Adim that he lent him the money. So he has to Adim that he's a liar. But the two Adim say that we know that he paid up the money. So what should we do here? The Loiva Shimon is saying, I never took the money from you. The Malva Reuven says, no, I gave it to you. And I have two Adim that I gave you the money. But the two Adim say he paid up. What should we do? Somer Abaya, my Nevid, what can we do? Inu Amri Usvei. Inu Amri Pare, like we can't use these two Adim. These two Adim that say, you lent the money, they're also saying though, that he paid up. Reuven has two Adim that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from him, but the same two Adim are saying that Shimon already paid back to Reuven. Rav says, Rav Amar, Koloi me loy lovisi, koi me loy prati dami. Since Shimon is saying, lehoyu dvor meirlim, he's saying, I never took this money. By saying I never took the money is stating that you for sure did not pay back the money. So there's Oidoyas Baldin, you yourself are saying that you did not pay back the money. And that's the cloud that Oidoyas Baldin is Neman Yoisim and Meyo Adim. So even though there are two Adim saying that you paid up, so what? You yourself are saying that you did not pay up, you are believed, and therefore you'll have to pay the money. Hahudi Yom Lechavre, Reuven said to his friend Shimon, Havli Meir Zuzi Demastik Nebuch. Give me $100 that I have by you. I once lent you $100, or you're holding $100 for me. Omalei, he said back to him, Loi Praticha Befnei Pleni Yepleni. Didn't I pay you back already in front of these two Adim? And what happened was, also Pliny Pliny, then these two people that he said he paid back in front of came to us, and Amri, they said, Loi hoyu dvar meyelam. We never saw him paying back. We don't know what you're talking about. We never saw you pay back the money. So what's the halacha? Do we believe now the loiva or not? Like this, he's a kofra akoyel, he'll be believed. But now he's a huchsa kafra, and we see he's a liar. So sabra sheshes lemeimar huchsa kafra. This person is caught to be a liar, since he said he paid back in front of two edim, and these two edim deny it. So it's a mashma that he's a liar. Therefore, we should believe the malva, since he's a liar. Or malay rov, Rav says back, no. The klal is kol milso de le ram yulei de inshi la vadaite. Things that are not really on your mind does not mean that much to you. It's aimed for people to forget. That's a normal thing. Rashi says kol milso. Could go and say like this, he did not have to say, I paid you back in front of two edim. Like the Malva did not speak out a condition that I'm lending you the money now in front of two edim, that you have to pay me back in front of two edim. He did not have to say it. Hilkach, he does not really remember himself. The main thing is that he borrowed $1,000, he has to pay back the $1,000. That's the main thing, he pays back the money. He does not remember really whether he paid back in front of two edim or not. So now when he says he pays back, he just adds on words, yeah, I paid you back, don't you remember, even in front of so-and-so. But he does not really mean so-and-so. His main words were that I paid you back, and that could be the truth. So therefore he's not a huchsa kafron, we do not say he's a liar, and therefore he's a regular kafr hakoyom, that we believe him. At most, according to Rav Nachman, we'll have to have a shuas hasis. Now, who the yom lechavri? Right. Who the yom? Another case. Another question. Who the yom lechavri? Reuven said to his friend Shimon, "Havli shish meyazuzi. Give me back $600. The masiknabach that I have by you, I put by you $600. Omalai again handed back. V'loy praticha meyakavi. Didn't I already return back to you 100 kav?